Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And as usual, and always, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Mini Shrookin' in Matrimony, Smitty and Breezy.
What's going on, guys?
What up, what up?
And of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to the Motor City on this 35th anniversary of Marvin Gaye's passing. He was shot to death by his father on April 1st, 1984.
Man, Richard, that's...
Hey, man, Motown. I'm from Motown.
You're such a thug.
These things hurt me, man. I was six and I cried.
I cried.
Oh.
Hey, Richard, what's going on?
You know.
Get it? You get it?
I do now.
So that really happened? I didn't...
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was a real thing.
Why did I not know that?
I don't know. Google didn't tell you?
I told you like 10 times.
Well.
I thought it was on Christmas. I just saw today on the news that it was actually April 1st.
Boy, that's a messed up April Fool's joke.
Yeah, really. Like, oh, wonderful things in history.
I thought it was Christmas, too.
I did. I really did. I thought it was on, like, Christmas Day. But
killing people on Christmas.
Yeah, your son. WIFF, according to WIFF. Can I say that?
Yeah, I don't know, Kenny. According to the local news.
According to the local news, it was 35 years ago today. It was April 1st, 1984.
Man.
That is crazy.
Man, that's what's going on.
Yeah, really, man. No more getting it
on. I like Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye, man. Like I said, I'm from Detroit, and I love oldies music, and I love Motown. He was a talent, and he was going through a pretty hard time, you know, when you go from being a multimillionaire back to living with your parents, and then your father shoots you to death.
That's bad for business, right?
Yeah. That's not the ideal family dynamic.
Yeah, I apologize for the cough. I'm still sick.
Man, gosh.
You sound awful. Are you feeling better?
I'm feeling better. I sound horrible still, but I am feeling better. I'll tell you what. You know what makes me feel good? Selling cars.
All right. Well,
that's right.
You're probably feeling on top of the world right now.
I sent the big kahuna van.
We all saw it, too.
Exactly. It's like it went on its tour.
I really wanted that van.
Everybody in downtown Greenville saw it. We're cruising around driving over Priuses.
Everybody saw it in downtown Traveler's Rest today when apparently it's heading back to Ohio.
Exactly.
That little girl that you took a picture with, is that who he's going to be driving that thing every day?
Yes.
Good Lord.
I'm telling you.
She is cool.
That right there is the ultimate chick ride.
Heck yes.
That's the ultimate mom wagon.
You know, what says mom wagon more than a lifted, lit up LED?
Four-wheel drive,
diesel-powered van.
Hey, just saying. Be looking for that in your school line.
At the front.
Exactly. You know why? Because it drives over the rest.
Because that's where it wants to
be. Yeah, your caravan's real cool. I mean, it's definitely cool. And actually, she's going to take her daughters. She has three daughters. And she's going to take her daughters on a cross-country camping trip in this thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, you're talking about, like, girl power and all that stuff. And
it is such a cool van, too. And that's just really cool to see.
It is. I love putting things together. Like, I love selling people cars, whether they like it or not. But I really like it when they like it, you know?
When it doesn't have to grow on them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I love it when people are excited, you know, and that was just fun. But yeah, definitely a good match.
Well, she got her unique vehicle.
Extremely unique and extremely cool, though, vehicle. And speaking of unique vehicles, you know what we're going to talk about this week?
What?
Guilty pleasure cars.
Oh, God, don't get me started.
But you know what I'm saying. Like, everybody's got that car that you don't want to openly admit you like, but deep down you know you like them. Like, Josh likes the Chevy Volts.
I do not.
You went girl crush on that thing.
He respects them.
I just respected that one.
Smitty over here like, no.
You seemed very excited about it that night, though.
You were very excited.
It impressed me. I guess it had a full charge or something. I don't know.
That thing will scoot.
It'll scoot, and it was fast.
It was fast. Yeah, so, and pretty much like the professor with any car he owns.
Every single car I've ever owned.
I mean,
that isn't
the professor's the only man I've ever seen in my life with a Daytona Z. Everybody knows that's a bad idea.
My God, man, I was just talking to you about a PT Cruiser Turbo wishing
exactly.
I had a couple grand later.
Exactly. Do you, I mean,
it's like a, well, I was going to say a four-door SRT4, but they were all four doors anyway.
Yeah, it's a PT Cruiser.
It's a PT Cruiser with an SRT4 drop. It was a dream cruiser.
It's a dream cruiser.
It's a PT GT dream cruiser.
And for that to be a good idea, you are dreaming.
It was a 5-speed.
It's bad. It's a bad idea is what it is.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't make any jokes about the Murata suddenly catching on fire or falling off a cliff.
Next thing you know, he'll be riding in a PT Cruiser. Killing me.
PT Loser.
Oh, man, that thing's fast, though. Like, it's built. That car was probably putting down 375 to 400 of the front wheels.
In a shoebox.
Yeah. And it's still putting it down to the front wheels. That's the thing.
I know.
Yeah, the PT Cruiser's
pretty. Yeah, this is going to be a fun show.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're talking about a 400 horse. I mean, which it would be a sleeper, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, no one's going to expect that.
I mean, if it was running, I'd be shocked. But.
No, if it wasn't knocking, I'd already be
Wait a minute.
I don't smell burning oil.
It said it was at 18 PSI right now. It's got a 255 Walbro, all kinds of other stuff done to it. Tune the whole shooting match. And it's blue and silver.
Are you going Crickets. For, like, Captain America or something?
Well, nah, yeah. Well, you know, you could put a red pinstripe in between the blue and the silver.
And it would just be classy.
It would. That would be classy.
My question is, how dark are the windows? Because I sure wouldn't want to be seen riding in that thing.
They'll be dark enough when the time comes.
It's okay, because we know with the professor, the minute he gets it, it's going to quit working.
Battery's gonna die.
That's true. That's also true.
Your driveway's like the place cars go to die.
It is. True. And then the damn things just stick there.
The man with the Murata, this is the best running car I ever owned. I've never done anything to it. You park it in your driveway, dead.
No, my dad drove it home and it was great. It was when I got in it that the problem started.
You know, I had a buddy one time, and I'm not going to say any names, but I had a buddy one time. That, like, he went out with one girl and she broke up with him. And I'm like, oh, man, it's her loss. He went out with another girl. She wouldn't talk to him anymore. He went out with another girl. She wouldn't call him back. He went out with another girl. She wouldn't call him back. You start to get, maybe it's you.
Yeah.
You ever thought, like maybe you need to change your technique.
Yeah.
Or brand of automobile you like.
Just don't put your name on the title. Maybe that's the problem.
I should have left that thing titled in Leroy's name.
I've been to say, it went from Leroy Brown to Professor,
to me.
And next thing you know, it went to dead in the water.
Now the damn thing doesn't work anymore.
Really? That's bad for business. But everybody's got that guilty pleasure car, that car that they love. And I've got them. That you know that you still look at, or you look at, like on Craigslist. I lust after them.
Yeah.
Like, I look at them. Like, I purposely search these cars out. And I'm like, I know it's a turd. Man, that thing's cool.
Like I said, man.
It's like a moped. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody talks trash till one shows up. And then everybody wants to ride on it. And then they get off and be like, that's dumb.
Yeah. I'm still talking junk regardless.
But you know what I mean? And it's like, I wouldn't ride no moped. That's a liquor sickle. Ha ha. Let me ride.
You'll ride it in the neighborhood.
Let's take it around the block right quick.
You'll ride it in the neighborhood.
Woohoo.
Like, you automatically need a pack of cigarettes or a Pepsi or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to zip this thing up to the store.
Back in my wilder days, I actually owned a 150cc scooter that I used just to drive to the bar.
Do you realize, Professor, you are a walking meme.
Oh,
you know that? Just that thing parked in front of a bar. Just take a picture. The end.
Don't worry about him. He's got a Cadillac at home.
Exactly. Don't worry about him. He's taking it safe tonight.
Well, I guess at that time I would have had a Challenger probably, but, you know, just that's
hey,
it's
what options. It's
for. Except mine was, like, insured.
Did it have a basket on the back with, like, a sixer in it?
No, mine had a license plate and
Oh, you
title.
Was legit.
Yeah, yeah. That was my liquor run. vehicle.
Oh, we Hot Rods and Happy Hour brought to you by DUI attorneys. I'm just kidding. That's so funny. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking guilty pleasure cars this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we got our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's going on, y'all?
What up, what up?
Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru slash guilty pleasure car owner, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on to all our homies up in Boulder, Colorado?
Colorado.
Is that the Rockies?
I think that's going to be the Rockies.
I think that is the Rockies.
I'm pretty sure it's the Rockies.
Listening to John Denver and whatnot.
You know what? I really don't like John Denver.
I do, actually. I didn't think I did until I listened to his music a little bit, and then I learned more about him as a person. He was a bad dude.
Yeah, see, I think that's wisetail stuff. I don't know.
It's not. He died. He crashed his airplane.
Exactly. Into a mountain.
Yeah. Or the ocean. He was in the ocean.
Was it the ocean?
He drove a Porsche 911 as a daily.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a car guy. He liked going fast.
Yeah, and he still sucked singing, though. I just can't get down with... Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
It's just
really.
It's just his songs are so light and happy.
Well,
and
see,
to me,
I don't think they're light and happy. I get depressed when I listen to them.
Exactly. I'm just gonna get down.
Not a lot of John Denver fans here. I see.
You ever heard of Alabama? That's a good band.
Yeah. Alabama are country legends, no question.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Josh's mama was an Alabama groupie.
That's
yes,
awesome.
She was.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all. I bet she's got some good stories.
Oh, she does. Trust me.
I can't believe Alabama had groupies.
Back at the Bowery.
Like
dude.
John Denver did?
Yeah.
His groupies were like flower children, okay?
You know what they say, peace, love, and...
Stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So back to these Alabama groupies. What's...
she was.
I'd party with Alabama still.
Yeah, still. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she used to take off her and...
Oh, I so thought this was going another direction.
This is really about to turn.
I thought this was going to get real good.
I'm going to let her tell the stories, you know.
I thought this was about to turn in a different direction.
That's between her and y'all. Now, Lynn and Christy used to jump in their my mama's Ford Pinto. After she got off of work.
Because she likes to party.
Yeah. And straight to the beach every weekend just to go hang out with Alabama at the Bowery. Before they were, anything. You know, they were just Alabama at the Bowery.
There's no way.
They were like us.
Before we were anything. Mm-hmm. What'd you try to say, Professor?
I'm just kidding.
No. Did you just call me a loser? I think you called me a loser.
I'm saying we have not hit our...
Peak.
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 What are we doing?
You know.
Oh, I thought that was fake.
Speaking of peak, Smitty.
What's up?
Give us a guilty pleasure car that's not a Chevy Volt.
It's not a Chevy Volt. My guilty pleasure is a Mustang.
That is so true with him, too.
You could tell when we were at Ponies in the Smokies the other week, you could tell you got a little excited when you seen some of them.
I did.
I saw that little glimmer in your eye. Like when you see a cool mini truck, but it was a Mustang.
Yeah, well,
and you saw a Mustang on bags, and I was a little worried.
Yeah, now, that glimmer with the mini trucks is nothing, compared to when I see a Mustang, it's just like a ding.
I think...
Are you a Fox Body man?
Yes.
I figured. Yeah. And I am too.
Hoskins comes up to him and says, are you a Fox Body man?
Rob, you and I, our age difference, I don't know that word, differentiation? Is right there at the cutoff from Fox Body to SN95.
And see, I like Fox Bodies, but I love SN95s.
I love SN95s. I've had one. I had a 94 Cobra, which, darn nice car.
Yeah.
I hadn't given it to my girlfriend. But I'm a Fox Body guy. And you and I really are, right at that cutoff year.
We are at that cutoff. And the thing is the Fox Bodies have gone astronomical in value. But The SN95s have yet to catch on. The 5.0s are starting to tinge a little bit.
Today, a white 97 Cobra with 9,300 miles sold on Bring a Trailer for $13,500.
That's cheap.
Wow, yeah.
It has 9,300 miles on it.
That's nuts.
That person made a good purchase.
Yeah, well, do you realize somebody bought that car? That car's what, 30...
It's got the sticker. I want to say it was very high 20s.
Yeah, maybe 29,000 in 97.
Yeah.
And they bought it for half price.
Did not drive it.
Yeah, it put it up.
And then just sold it for less than half of what they paid for it.
I mean, that's like keeping your Stretch Armstrong and never stretching it.
Right. What's the
and
point?
And then selling it at Comic-Con for $3. That's a slap. Somebody needed money there. There's a catch to that.
Yeah, that or someone's getting old, you know. And
I mean, you can't be getting that old.
About to kick off or something.
You buy it at 60?
Yeah, I know.
Granted, it's a 21-year-old car, 22-year-old car, but I mean, still, man.
It's a new car.
Yeah.
It's got half the miles my Cadillac has on it.
Yeah, but and it's half as reliable, so it's a
exactly.
That thing is a 430 gear and some drag radials away from a real good time.
Yeah, and then blown up. then you've got a 10,000 mile roller.
And then wheel hopping its way down the track.
Oh Lord! But you know, that being said, I mean, that's a good investment car. I think the 5.0s, and you're really the car's got beat up. I mean, that was 2 years of the SN95 with the 5-liter in them. So there wasn't many to begin with.
That's because people like us were buying them.
Yeah, exactly. And those cars got tortured, and everybody's like, I don't like those SN95s. All right, what's the first thing you do when you get a Fox body? Well, I got to do 5-lug conversion, 4-wheel disc brakes. Guess what? SN95s already have that.
Exactly.
And they have 10 more horsepower from the factory. I mean, it's a better car, in my opinion. They're a little heavier.
It is, without question, a better car.
A better driving car all the way around.
No, it doesn't mean I like them better. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't. I mean, like I said, my Cobra was nice.
Yeah.
But they are better cars. It was a better car.
It was a well-thought-out car.
That's not debatable.
Yeah. That was a very well-thought-out car. But, you know, when people start talking about the Foxes were not better than the SN95s. The Foxes, I think, hit more of a nostalgic.
Yeah, they tug at your heartstrings.
Well, that, and also they made them for a longer period. I mean, you got 79 through 93, everybody's got their favorite. You know, whether they like the 79s or the 86 chisel noses? Are they like, you know, the 87 through 93s? You know what I'm saying? You know, are they like pace cars or you know, springtime convertibles or whatever?
Or 7-up
cars, yeah.
84 GT350s.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, whatever they like, but you know, SN95s, it was
94 to 98.
Yeah, but I mean, and that was it. And 5.0s, it was 94, 95, and that was it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, take the mod motors out of it. So that's a guilty pleasure car for Smitty, is a Mustang. See, I mean, we're learning something. We're getting something. Like, I mean, I'm glad you're opening up. Like, don't start talking about boy bands or anything, but man, I'm glad we're opening up about that. I didn't say you like Backstreet Boys. Wait a minute, I just did. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking guilty pleasure cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And, of course, in the studio, as always, we got Smitty and Breezy.
What's up, y'all?
What up, what up?
What up?
What up?
What's up?
What's up? And then...
God, oh, don't get that started. And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy, our financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is good up in Nashville, Tennessee?
Music City.
Music City. That's where my roommate's at right now.
Oh.
Oh. All right, Breezy. What's a guilty pleasure car? It can be an import.
It's not. Wow. Believe it or not, it's not an import. And y'all are going to make fun of me, and there's nothing that even is remotely cool about this.
That's
but
what the show is about.
That's what guilty pleasures.
A Kia Sorento.
What? Why?
I know. I love them. I absolutely love them. There's a girl that I work with that anytime. Okay, y'all know I have the Infiniline, and it's got a camber issue. So there's a lot of times when I get to work, I can't drive my car because it's got a flat tire. So I would drive Amanda's car that worked with me, and she had a Sorento. And I loved that Sorento. I would look forward to having a flat tire so I could drive the Sorento sometimes.
Dang.
Not going to lie.
Kia stepping up their game.
What?
It was so comfortable, and it was so, I mean, it's just a good driving SUV.
I tell you something that, you know what, I'm man enough to admit it, Professor.
All right.
I kind of got a thing for Kia Souls. I ain't gonna lie.
We've got a customer that has one, and it's got a little sticker on the left rear windshield that says, I love my hamster car.
I mean,
I could see you pushing a Kia Soul.
I could rock it.
Yeah, you know, put some Detroit Steels on it. Drop it
Everything
down.
Looks good on Detroit Steels.
Drop her down. Maybe chop the top 4 inches.
I've driven a Soul before, and they're nice, too.
My little sister had one, and the thing with Kias is, like, they have the appearance of being better cars than they really are for the budget. Like, they have stuff that cars that cost as much as them don't really have any right to have. I wouldn't own one, but I understand why people do.
He said, I wouldn't, but I understand.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you can get heated seats and steering wheel for $13,000, that's cool stuff.
I don't know. The Kia Soul, man, when I was working at the shop in Powdersville, this dude, note I said dude, come rolling up in one. It was red. I remember this like it was yesterday. It was red, and it had vinyl, a big star on the hood, black, flat black. And through this star, it said Ham Star.
Is his name Alex?
I don't know, dude. I think that might be a buddy of mine. Like, I wanted to block that out, and I mean, like, it said Ham Star, and I was like, are you serious, dude?
He likes ham, okay? I'm a turkey man, but hey.
You can have both.
Ham Star.
He's proud of his little song.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with having a little pride in your soul.
His soul nickname is in a dark clogged. Place, I promise.
Clogged.
Like, you know, his arteries.
Oh, ham bone, come here. But, you know, I don't know, I always liked little souls. Like, I thought they were cool cars, the bright colors and things like that. I mean, they were kind of neat.
I think they were cute. They were gimmicky, but cute.
That's the whole thing with a guilty pleasure car. I like XB Scions.
I love an XB Scion.
The first ones.
I've never
the
gotten
original
that.
Ones.
Yeah, the OG.
Yeah.
First gen.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the second gen.
I was looking for a new car when
those
came out. And I went to see a Scion TC. I ended up buying a new Hyundai Tiburon, so I can't talk too much. But I remember seeing the Scions for the first time, and I was like, what is this?
You went from worse to worser.
I don't know, man. I don't get the box Scion.
Except
they were cheap.
I don't like box style either, but for that particular model,
Little Bow Wow had one in Fast and Furious.
Huh?
Little Bow Wow had one in Tokyo Drift. Little Bow Wow.
Yes, he did. Yeah. It was the Hulk.
How do you drift a front wheel drive box?
Very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you're Little Bow Wow, things happen.
That's
okay?
Right.
You don't question it, you just do it.
He's just Bow Wow now.
There's
isn't
one
he?
That is at Mini Nats every year. That is absolutely gorgeous.
A green one.
Yes.
It's Dustin's. Yes. That thing, Wintermint Green. That thing is sick.
That thing is beautiful.
That's a cool car.
Mm-hmm.
That is a cool car. I mean, I like it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I've always liked the XP.
That's kind of what their thing was, though, is they were cheap.
Yeah.
Like, you could buy one cheap, and then, you know, what do you do with a brand new cheap car? You fix it up. You do a bunch of irrational stuff to it.
Mm. You put rhinestones on it.
Right.
And Hamstar.
Cut the roof.
Hamstar.
Cut the roof.
Cut it the roof. I don't know. I've always kind of liked the little XBs. And I'm with you on the Kias. I can say, I'll tell you another one that I'm kind of impressed with. Is what's that, the Telluride? The commercials kind of freak me out, but the car looks impressive.
It looks very impressive.
That kid scares the crap out of me.
He is so creepy. I don't like
those
kids.
They didn't think we'd ever build it.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm, no. If I was in that,
Daddy
in
says
that thing,
it was my special friend.
If I was in that thing and that kid jumped out, I'm gonna tell you all right now, I'd punch that kid in the face.
I would pee my pants.
Yeah. I would see that.
That little kid, that kid just freaks me out. He goes, they didn't think they'd ever build one like that for. Like, you know, I had a 30-minute conversation today talking about how people in the South talk to a lady that was from Ohio. And you know, we have a bad enough rap as it is. And I understand that the Southern dialect is not the most, what's the word I'm looking for?
Polished.
There's a good
sophisticated
one. Sophisticated sounding thing. I mean, you know, even when we sound like the Marlboro Man, you don't want me being your brain surgeon, okay?
Well, this thing right here goes in that thing right there.
But when you have shows like the Moonshiners and you have things like that Kia commercial, that just makes us look even worse.
It really does.
I agree, dude.
Daddy says they'd never build it. But we did. And it's like a weird frickle, like a freckle-faced kid with like boogers in his nose. Don't look at me like that.
And isn't there like a cornfield there too?
He's in a swamp or something. I don't know. Yeah. I try to block it out.
And he's describing cars built in South Korea.
Well, I think they actually built it in the U.S.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but it's a good looking car. The Telluride's a good car. It is a cool looking big SUV. Like, I mean, it's kind of neat, but the commercial freaks me out.
I've still yet to see the commercial.
Be glad.
It's worth the Google if you want
to. I have to YouTube it.
But you know what? We're all talking about it right now.
Exactly. Because Daddy said.
I have not yet seen this commercial, but...
You see that little kid, you won't unsee it. Yeah. I mean, like, you'll know that forever.
It doesn't make me want to go buy a new car.
Yeah, it don't make me want to turn the TV on anymore.
Not after 7 p.m.
I'm telling you, that thing freaks me out. Like, that commercial comes on, I start cutting all the lights on and stuff.
You huddle up on the corner of the couch.
I start texting my friends, I'm lonely.
Mm-hmm. You want to come over?
Please.
Now.
But don't leave me alone. I'm pretty sure that kid will eat your soul. I'm just throwing that out there.
I don't want to see this commercial, except now I know exactly what I'm doing at the next commercial break.
Look it up. But yeah, so I understand the Kias, because Kias have come a long way.
They really have.
The Sorento is a good-looking car. Now, that first-gen Sorento, or the Sportage.
Yeah.
The Sportage.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the ragtop Sportages?
Yeah.
I bought one of those things at the sale.
Oh, my gosh. I hope it was cheap.
It was extremely cheap, but I'll never forget. Like, I slammed the door on it, and I thought I collapsed it.
And you probably went and gotten one of your Geo Trackers after, right after.
Like, when you
this is a well-built car.
Yeah, exactly. When you step out of a Kia Sportage and get into a yard cart, it feels sturdier. You feel like with a yard cart, this 5-horse Briggs & Stratton and rubber band brakes, you know what? It feels pretty secure. The Sportage, not so much.
This is why I keep buying these.
You know, I mean, that's a, the first Kias were horrible cars.
Oh, they're terrible cars. What was the Sophia?
The Sophia
sedan.
The next Kia I actually bought was a Rio, a base model Rio. It didn't even have a radio in it.
That's roll the ones up that windows. Gave away for free.
Exactly. Yeah. Had roll-up windows
buy one,
in it.
Get one.
I mean, like, you want, but you know what? It was a great running little car, but, like, glass was an option.
Pass.
It was white. Like, it was the cheapest of the cheap.
Well, I mean, the one you paid for wasn't, like, I think $9,000.
Well, and I mean, like, the seats were, like, covered in burlap.
But they had, like, pink and blue on them.
Yeah, you know, like, pink and blue specs in there. Yeah. For what reason, I still haven't figured out yet. But, yeah, that's definitely a good one.
That's how you put the butts in the seats.
I guess so. Give them away. It's like the Yugos.
Yeah, there you guys.
Oh, that's a segment in itself. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking guilty pleasure cars this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour in the studio. As always, we got old Smitty and Breezy.
What up?
What's happening?
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / bad car picking professor, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
Woot, woot. Now, we're talking about guilty pleasure cars. We're talking about that car that you know you shouldn't like it, but you do. It's like that bad girl. You know it's bad, but you still want it. Professor,
yeah.
I see that devilish look in your eye.
Well, I know all about that.
The ones you brag about kind of make me feel guilty. I can only imagine ones... You're going to be making people blush.
Are we talking about cars or women?
Either way.
Both.
Well, as everyone knows, I have a thing for turbo Dodges. And these cars were not known as being good cars when they were new 30 to 35 years ago.
And even now, they're even worse.
Yeah, they haven't gotten better.
And time has not helped them.
Nah, they haven't miraculously become reliable.
But we already know you like turbo Dodges.
I know. Like I told you, oddly enough, what became my white Challenger, my first Challenger, about that time, the new bugs had just come out. And
the new Beetle.
Yeah, like the new Beetle. And I was thinking pretty hard about a 6-speed turbo black.
They're cool little cars. I've always liked the new Beetle, and I know that's... It goes against everything a car guy should be, but some of those things are pretty cool tricked out.
I like how they look tricked out. I love
the truck.
Pleasing.
I think the truck hits those Smith Utes. Those are bad news.
Absolutely.
Man, I just can't get behind. Like, I don't like the originals either.
How about a Buck Camino?
No.
I would drive that. Smitty, I don't think if you don't like the originals, I don't think that you could like the new ones.
No, I can't.
Like, because even though they're absolutely nothing in common whatsoever, it is nostalgia that makes you like them. So if you didn't like the originals, then you're not going to like the new knockoff.
No. You're not going to. If you don't like PF Flyers, you're not going to like.
Little Red Wagons?
Yeah, something like that.
Radio Flyers?
Boy, I'm thinking of something different.
You know what I'm saying. But no, I understand that. You know, I mean, I don't know. I've always liked the bugs, and I know they're extremely problematic, and I own several over the years, but I don't know. I just always liked them. And I like the TDI ones, and then the professor's like, no, you shouldn't. So maybe that should be one of my guilty pleasure cars.
Yeah, it'll probably be a great car. If I don't like it, it must be decent.
Yeah, it's like, okay, TDI definitely.
This is coming from somebody that owns a car that won't even start under its own power right now, so I'm probably not the best person to ask.
You know what, though? You pick cars with heart.
I do, not with mind.
You pick with your heart.
I do, only with my heart.
Only with your heart. I don't know. I like the bugs, though. I think the bugs are cool. I mean, and the thing is now, because they've gotten so cheap, mm-hmm. that you got the guys, like the Stance kids are getting a hold of them now, yeah. laying them out and stuff. I mean, they're kind of cool. Of course, anything looks good slammed down.
You got to think, too, bugs have been one of the longest running customification.
So they made them from what, 48 was the first bug?
I think 48 was the first production year.
And then to 79. And then they had the Mexican bugs.
They actually made 80s. I think they were all black convertibles.
Really?
They did make 1980s.
So to 80. And then they had the Spanish continuation bugs.
Up to 98.
And then the new bugs came out.
And I think 98 or 99.
Yeah. So there was always a bug of some type.
Yeah.
And people have always had a fascination with them.
I wonder if the Spanish version would be the Spanish fly.
Well, you remember, we went away to Hampton, and Vintage used to sell them.
Yeah, the Spanish bugs.
Yeah, when we were in high school, they had, we called them Mexican bugs, because that's what we called them. That's what everybody called them. Yeah. That's what everybody called them. But they had them, and you could get a new one for, $8,000.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted one. I was like, it's a new air-cooled Beetle.
It is, and they were carbureted, weren't they?
They were fuel-injected.
They were?
Yes.
Fuelies.
There were 1,600 single ports, I think, with fuel injection. I think it was like Bosch K-Jetronic or something. Like, it wasn't a very advanced fuel injection system.
Well, I mean, it is on a bug.
Yeah, really.
It probably still had glass fuses in it, you know?
Yeah.
But they were cool, and they looked just like a Super Beetle, basically, right?
Essentially, yeah.
So, I don't know. I wasn't the biggest Super Beetle fan.
No.
I don't like my bugs a little bigger and with a curved windshield. I don't like that.
And I like chrome on an old car also.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like a lot of the stainless, I know it wasn't really chrome, but a lot of the stainless seemed like as they progressed and, got more modern.
Big bumpers, cushioned looking bumpers.
Right.
I know that crash standards and all that stuff. You know, a lot of people don't realize this when I spit it out. Realize this, but do you know that the front tire, the spare tire in a bug is in the front?
Yeah.
Do you know that's part of the crash system in a bug?
I didn't know that's the structural support
of the front of it. You take that out, that thing will fold up.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that, Professor.
No.
Yeah, that's part of the structural integrity of the front of it. That's designed into it.
That's kind of scary.
So you got to leave. Like, so you're just kind of SOL if
you take the spare out.
If you're using the spare.
If you get hit in the front, you know, if a squirrel hits it, it's going to be totaled. But, yeah. So that's something to think about. But, I mean, I love bugs. I love the 66 back bugs, big eye bugs.
I do too.
Love those cars.
Such memories from like growing up. Such a unique sound and feel.
That, and they're just fun cars.
They are.
Maybe I watched Herbie one too many times as a kid.
My grandfather had several, including two or three Bajas. And he had one Baja on like big tires. And that thing was awesome.
That's something you don't see anymore as a Baja bug.
There is a yellow one running around TR that I see occasionally, and I love it. I love it. Just there, you want to talk about something that pulls at your heartstrings.
I could see you rocking a bug.
Man.
A cool bug.
Either a Baja or a Volksrad. I do love
Bajas.
That. Yeah.
See, the Bajas, or not Bajas, the Bajas weren't my favorite. They're cool. But I'm kind of with them on the Volksrods, you know, straight axle, just hanging out, no fenders.
You know, if you can't afford a 32 Ford, but you really want that vibe.
Yeah. And they're cool. Cut the top off of them.
Volkswagen's the way to go.
The Volkswagen.
They put the straight axles on the front of them.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, a lot of those things are done all out. I mean, they're bad news.
Absolutely.
Oh, I've seen some of them that is just out of this world.
Oh, I love them, like when they got the wires on them.
Yeah.
You know, like the Kelsey Hayes-styles painted wires. Those are sick. I mean, those are good-looking cars.
Yeah. I like Volkswagen is just, it is such a canvas. You can do anything with them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from mild to wild.
You can make them fast. You can make them cool.
You
can make them a truck.
You can make them a truck now.
I'll tell you what I do like, Volkswagen, the thing.
They're growing on me.
I used to hate them.
And I know they're extremely rare. They only made them, what, 73, 74?
It was early, mid-70s.
They're so cute.
They made them forever,
but they only sold them as passenger vehicles in the United States for like a few years.
Yeah, but they're extremely rare.
Yeah.
They're extremely ugly.
Yeah, awful.
And they're bad ugly.
They're so ugly, they're huge.
They're bad ugly. Bad ugly. Just
terrible vehicles.
I like Karmann Ghias.
I love
Karmann Ghias. I do kind of like a Karmann Ghia.
Mm-hmm.
Karmann Ghias are cool. It's a good stopgap between a Porsche and an air-cooled VW.
A Karmann Ghia is like, I want a Speedster, but I got a Volkswagen budget.
Yeah, exactly.
I want a 356, but I'm not Jerry Seinfeld.
But that's not going to happen.
I'm Jerry Smith.
So you get
a Karmann Ghia.
85% of the joy that you would get out of a 356.
And that's the thing. I mean, at the end of the day,
5% of the money.
A 356 Speedster is virtually a Volkswagen.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're sexy cars. I mean, they're gorgeous, but
driving experience is going to be very similar.
Yeah. I mean, they're not a performance Porsche by any stretch. But anyway, I tell you something, we can't stretch this segment out any longer. We got to take another commercial break.
We're about halfway there, aren't we?
That's right, guys. We're about halfway home. We're talking guilty pleasure cars this week.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.